I've been a little busy lately. Something I recommend to any of you who spend half the day following news feeds about Trump, or Trump and the coronavirus, or more Trump until you think the world has gone mad or has become toxic, or actually both. If you find your walls closing in and you begin making a placard with something like "Open the Stores" or "Liberate My State," you can be sure you've been infected with Trump-ovid-20. Symptoms are a raging brain fever, sweating from the tongue, chills at night, and tasteless dinners. There is no cure at this point, no real tests, no antibodies either, which means if you avoid the news for a day or two, chances are the next Trump tweet will bring on further symptoms. I can't stress this enough. You must get yourself busy. Otherwise, the temptation to scroll through the horror that is the internet these plague days will overcome your willpower. Distract yourself. If it means building a musical instrument you have no skills to construct, that's okay. It will occupy your mind with total frustration, if nothing else. It certainly did mine. The danger, of course, is the longer the plague rages, or Donald Trump rages, the chances are you will end up, like me, with a house full of musical instruments. I recommend you stop at two or three, then take up a different hobby. Learn a language, preferably something like Mandarin. Incredibly difficult, hopelessly so if you're my advanced age, all the better. If you're my dad's age, learn a program on the computer. All he can do is get and forward emails. The rest of the machine is basically useless, other than a couple of Google sites my brother set up for him. I recommend Photoshop or a CAD program, but practically any will suffice in frustrating and confusing you to a degree that all other incoming information will be shut out. Do not, I repeat, do not go back and watch old World Series games, past tennis matches, or any sports event that occurred in the past. This is a reminder of what has been lost in the pandemic. You do not want to be reminded of anything that was the pre-Trump world or pre-plague, if there is a difference. Focus on the task you have set yourself. Do not learn the Mandarin phrase for "dump Trump." It will not help you, no matter how satisfying it might feel at first. You will end up learning only Mandarin obscenities, and no, they won't help either. They are a dead end. You need a detour, a new highway, an impossibly hard hobby. If you are reading this, I hate to tell you, but you aren't busy enough. Read a book instead, or better yet, write one. War and Peace, something similar, spanning generations with too many characters to keep track of. Despite the temptation, do not make Donald a character. It is not cathartic, trust me. Okay, forget the book writing. Mandarin, start with that. By the time you learn to say, "Hello, I want to visit your beautiful country," the plague might be over. The election might have removed you-know-who from office, and life can return to some kind of normal. Trust me. You need to stay busy until then.